G'day guys, welcome to Mailbag Preview Caulfield Cup Day 2018. Josh, how are you?
G'day, Kenny fucking Powers.
My man, what's cracking?
Not too much, excited for this card of the last day of the Caulfield Carnival.
Thank you to Mountain Goat, your sponsorship is highly appreciated. God bless you all. Big card, let's just try and kick through it. No real rundown, we're just going to have the two of us on this week and just sort of deep dive a little bit more into the races and not get lost in. Just see what happens. If you like this two people platform better, let us know. If you hate it, let us know. Up to you guys. Any races particular that you're keen on?
I think we'll just work through them and we'll see. I think it's a pretty good bank up.
I feel like if you're in a hole after five races,
you should get out.
Stop.
Martingale out.
What's
double up your bets to. I think that's some really solid punting advice to just get out.
Just go harder.
Just go harder. Just go chips in.
Chips
and like, if at the end of the day, if you're really in a hole, just stack it on Tom, because Huey's riding it for the first time ever. And he's going to ride really hard because he hasn't got many big rides coming up next week or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Do you reckon he's going to bump it out?
He might get a full Rainier on it.
Yeah, I'm treating Hugh as a negative jockey change throughout the car.
We'll see.
Okay, let's kick off with race. Oh, I've gone early. I'm looking at Pakenham here. Hang on a second. Race one at Caulfield is a 1400 metre, 3-year-old fillies race. Market is as follows. Delusions of an impressive. Yeah, but still. Provincial win. Delusions. 360. Hulasa. Fours.
Iwaze.
Sixes. ZZs. Sevens. Longer the rest. The market's come for Iwaze. What are you doing?
Yeah, I think they've put that up 750. Now sixes. Frosty goes on. Look, in the race, if this runs up to its maiden win, Winger's Delusions, did a lot wrong, gets Johnny Allen on, is the one for me. I also think Zargos was a good win at Bendigo. Really hard to gauge on these maidens.
The fourth best last 200 of the day there.
It's quite exciting for, was that a midweek Bendigo?
See, I kind of don't mind. You tell me what you think of this. My thinking is horses like Delusions, Zargos, even Roma Coney, they've closed really well versus the day from pretty low meetings and low times overall. But I've got this race going pretty slowly. So they're not going to. I don't think they're going to get overly exposed early.
No.
So they're hard to pen. Yep. The obvious horse for me is Kwasa. It's back to Philly's grade, down in grade, not suited last start.
Yep, and it did come out.
Jordan's riding really well, except for the top of the range today at Maui, which is why we don't have viewer questions. I got a little bit distracted by Maui today.
Yep. I think Kalasa had a couple of excuses in there, checked off at 400 last start, and Wild Planet was a pretty good run. But yeah, the big drop in class. And obviously, Zaziz, that was pretty well spruced, I think, last start. Valley run, can't remember it too much, but don't think it had much luck in the run.
Craig gets on. Craig is flying. That's the only positive I could find for the horse.
Positive. But nothing much going here. I always enjoyed seeing these ones come from country maidens into the city and see how they go. As all the punters say at the track, your weary doesn't take them to the city if he doesn't think they're good enough.
Yeah, there's a severe lack of pace which makes the race tricky for me to get too confident early. Well, Kulasa has to be your first selection in and the obvious bet. Delusions, I think, will get to a bigger price than what it is now. It looks like it's sort of.
I think it'll start closer to fours than threes. I would really respect any money for Zargos or Roma Coney. They're the two that I think have some hope here. But I'd be. I'll be tipping 1 from 9, from 7, from 8. Race 2 is a 400 metre race for the 3-year-old colts and geldings. Rainier, after
a little bit unlucky, but not
overly unlucky. Come last start, 260. Yulong January, $4. Ring a ding ding, $7. Wild Planet, $8. Longer the rest. Even speed, I think Yulong January will lead. More than exceed, gets a nice run. Kaplan pitch. Kaplan pick. But DK Weir and Johnny Allen can roll forward.
Dom, the most Jewish horse in Australia, by some reports on Twitter this week. Interesting interesting read.
Yeah, you can't, probably can't get away with that sort of stuff, can you?
No, not sure.
Anyway, Bricktop commanded next. I think Rainier's going to be sort of 3 or 4 back the fence, and Ring-a-Ding will box it in. Wild Planet was slow away last start, and I think a much better run than Rainier was. A lot more merit to the run. It could, though, again be cast further back the rest. Really swish hit the line, good against Written By first up, then it sort of failed. I think it's got a case here. I think the 12, Kaplan Pitch, don't know how to say that word, I'm sorry guys, number 12 for DK Weir and John Allen, I think it's got a case with Dovers. I think Wild Planet is a bet at 750. And I think I'm probably at least going to chop Ring-a-Ding-Ding.
Yeah.
It was really good at Bendigo, just like got the job done, professional. Rainier is priced here as if it won last start by 4 or 5 lengths, which it didn't and it wouldn't have. It's a horse that needs luck. It's not going to get luck here. It's buried fence. It's got the same jockey on it who doesn't want to push out here and make it happen. I think it's suicidal to touch this horse near the price it is now, and it'll start much longer. Start closer to $3.50, $4.
Yeah,
this is just wrong.
Yeah, I think
Wild Planet's run last start, in my opinion,
I think you've
was
give
far
it,
superior.
Yeah, you got to give Wild Planet, you know, staying in a similar grade here.
And they SP'd the same,
and
didn't they?
It's gone up $7.50 when it's run brutally, like 3 wide the trip. They didn't run exactly time early, but for me, like, you got to give that more. It's drawn wide again, but I think it gets a bit of a suck run here. 3 wide maybe cover, especially if it's slow away. Rainier, I'm the same. I can happily tot it at these odds. Yulong January, though, if they run at a slow tempo, this could just like really just pinch it. It was the run up when it went to Sydney.
Did it go to Sydney chasing the wet?
Yeah, I'm not sure what they took it up there for, but yeah, interesting that the stable's taken a few up there with Big Blue last week.
Mm. Big odds.
They're flying.
But yeah,
off the border.
Yeah, Mars flying. So yeah, that's going well. So we'll be, you know, chopping on that, but more so on Wild Planet. Don't mind Secret Blaze, however, where it sits in the run.
You were tipping that last prep.
Was I?
I reckon you were.
Well, I think it was when I was at Pakenham, maybe.
Somewhere Sandown.
Not Sandown.
On the one.
Yeah. Second up gets Curry On, which I've seen Chris Camilleri tweets about the Curry McAvoy on Twitter a bit. They're going to a really good clip.
Went to school with Chris.
Yeah, knows his stuff, doesn't he?
Very good man.
Switched on.
Good jobs, yeah.
Yeah, so I think, you know, that's interesting. It's just drawn wide. Yeah, it's definitely got the class of these, but yeah, just the wide gate. More than exceed.
So you're agreeing that Rainier is the wrong price.
Yeah.
Well, they both. Rainier's SP $3 last start. Wild Planet $3.80.
Yeah, it's just.
Why are they now?
Like a Todd.
Yeah.
Question is, if you want to back Wild Planet, which we sort of both thinking we might, when do you go?
I don't know, there wasn't much. There was a small bit of money for it last start.
There's a chance it just sort of just drifts out to double figures here. I think maybe get half your stake on now.
I don't know.
Mounting up mail, how could it breathe without it? And then launch.
Yeah, I think it'll be solid. If it drifts to like
12 or something, you'd be sort of concerned.
One that I sort of liked, it's Kite and Win coming up to bigger company for the maidens, was one to watch would be Zatori. SP fairly short, however, it was impressive. It was a run to suit. D-Lane gets the ride from there for Alvin Zara.
Tom's a very good gets a nice, day there. At,
gets a nice gate.
Kyneton.
Yep. Was a nice time. It's run.
What a beautiful dog Kyneton is too. Even if you only go there for four races.
It's got some decent form lines there behind Vacillator, Fighting Harada, the unluckiest horse in Australia, and Scottish Road. So yeah, that'll be an interesting one at odds, which I'm happy to maybe tip each way in the race. But yeah, definitely Wild Planet here.
I thought the Autumn Sun probably the most unlucky horse in Australia. If it's any other stable, it probably wins Cox Plate.
Or Yucatan.
Or Yucatan.
Yeah.
Yucatan. How's South African? Yucatan.
Can I have a cigarette, huh?
I'd love a cigarette. I haven't had one for over a month, huh?
Absolutely stinging for a pizza. It's just smooth, my man.
Right, let's get on to race three.
I can drink, dude. Race three, 1,000 meters, Group Two. Eduardo, incredibly brave and very, very expensive second placing, $3.40. Bonds Away ran third that day, $5.50. Spending to Win beat these two, or beat Eduardo, last start at Caulfield, has had a month between runs almost, $5.50. Callista, back to 1,000, $7.50. Miss Leonidas, who capitulated in the mounting yard last start, $9.50. Longer the rest. Really good speed here. I think they'll only go even because there's so much speed they'll sort of not all want to go.
Yeah.
Super Tour lead. Eduardo should come across. Malibu Style will kick up. Leonidas will box seat. Spending to Win has a decision to make, so does She Knows. I think if they're both negative, they'll probably really hurt their chances. Bonds Away will get a lovely run.
Yeah.
Do you want me to just go ahead and declare what I want to do?
You can declare what you want.
I think Super 2 is
huge. Huge price here. Huge price. Winkers first time.
It gets Craig on, who's flying, loves cash. This is a Group 2 race, thank you. Photos, presentations, speeches, he loves it. He's suspended, I think, after this week too.
Is he?
Well, for that ride on the 2-year-old last week. He's going to have a little bit of time off. He wants to just bank as much of this good cash as he can.
Yep.
This is a good chance of winning here. This is massive odds. It's each way all day. This thing, SP favourite versus Fat Ma a month ago, 2 months ago. Fat Ma's running good races since. I think most horses here are capable of winning. I'm happy to be against Malibu Style, concussion plates first time. And this map from six with concussion plates, don't know where it's going to land.
Interesting.
Well, this start, I don't want 1,000 meters. Yeah, Oliver.
Oliver, he's booked on.
Yeah, well, Oliver from six with a horse that needs to be positive. Well, we're not at Mornington here. He was horrendous at Caulfield. His ride at Oregon's Day was dull and lacked initiative and cost of the race, in my opinion. Leonidas could bounce back and win, but it's got to really, really step up anyway. It and Eduardo are the two horses with upside. I prefer Eduardo's map to Leonidas, but I don't prefer, I think $3 is poisonous. I thought She Knows and Spending to Win with a value outside of Super 2, so I'll tip in 5, to beat 7, to beat 4, to beat 6.
I'm pretty keen on Bonds Away here. McAvoy goes on from Zara, and I feel like they ran along just too quick at the that last run in the Iron Excited race, which allowed it to come over the top at a pretty damn slow last 400.
It's amazing.
It's just trotted down the outside. It's just
that inside camera they do at Flemington.
Yeah.
And you couldn't even see Iron Excited.
And it's gone, Iron Excited has actually gone to the inside and then it's had time to go to the outside and just waltz down the outside. So I think, you know, those ones, you know, Eduardo and Bonds Away, they've tacked on. But Eduardo at these odds is just, it seems a bit crazy.
It's kind of like any horse, you can make a case for most horses in the race.
Yeah.
I'm just betting around the odds.
Yeah.
Like, I have marked most of them about the same price. I'm getting huge odds, Super 2, who's going to, I'm sure, will be on the bunny and make its own luck.
Yep. Spot on. But for me, Bonds, I think, will get a nice ride. Probably sit a bit more positive. I think, maybe.
It won't need to, though. Whatever happens, it's going to run to its rhythm.
If they run slow, though, then it's just going to allow for Super 2 to kick up and go on to win, I think. But Kalista is also an interesting one for me. Weir's dropped it back to 1,000 after going to 1,200 when it wasn't overly suited. I thought this thing was a genuine horse, like last prep. Had some group wins, and Philly's a mare's company, though. So it might be sort of outclassed here, but you know, it's not too strong.
Oh, it's a good horse. Done.
Keeping a watch on the betting there.
Race 4, 1,100 metres, fillies and mares. Market is as follows. From Within, $3.90. Soothing, $4.20. Grey Shadow, $4.80. Jorda, $10. Nieta, $12. Longer the rest. Fast speed here. Work From Home's got speed. Creativity should go forward. You're not sure, though, because last time they sort of tried to sneak across at the race. Atlantica speed, From Within will kick up from 3. Carnival has enough speed to be forward. Akumi, Soothing gets a nice run. Essence of Terror, Egyptian Bullet, I'm not sure where they land. I thought Nieta and Jorda get really nice runs. Good speed, just roll off the back of that. I think Jorda, Soothing and Nieta will swing real wide and be flashing here. And I think Nieta is a great bet each way. This horse is coming from the Group 1 Meyer against the boys. Back to a listed fillies and mares race.
Yeah, it's a big indicator.
Tick. I'd like to see some market support, but I'll
be happy to take anything like
down to $7, even shorter.
Not scared about its willingness to win, this horse. Seems a long while between drinks. But
I just think it's just a perfect race for it.
Yep.
It's real good speed. I think Grey Shadow's inside of it. Jorda's flying.
Yep.
And I think Jorda or Soothing, who's flying, will give it a good suck into the straight too. There's a good like way to get into the straight. I think Jorda, Nieta and Soothing are the ones I think are the most likely winners.
Yeah, I think I agree. Soothing worked home when not suited last start at Caulfield in the Grey Shadow race. I think Grey Shadow will get a bit of a sticky run here, sort of back the fence. They can ride it more positive as they did last start. And it just pinched it in that. It was basically run to suit, I thought, that last start.
Yeah,
run pretty slow. Didn't beat too much in Fragonard and Miss Leonidas. I also think Egyptian Bullet here could get that sort of a suck run if they
You're
go.
A bullet man, aren't you?
If they go over the top, it could just get a nice run over the top. Has long lengths behind Nature Strip last prep, but yeah, not too confident in this race.
I think that Nature Strip race was when I lost $2,000, wasn't it? Was it? Was this horse?
Who'd you lose $2,000? Order of Command.
No, I lost it on Tarkula Spirit and this thing beat me. That's right.
Yeah.
Is that Flemington? Down the straight. So I hate this horse. There's a bias there.
There's a definite bias. But let's get off this
hard race.
Horror race and move on.
Yeah, Nieta's a good bet for me, each way, keen. Race number 5 is a 2,000 metre Group 3 for 3-year-old fillies. Market, very elegant, 250. Graceful Glamour, Pause, Aristia, Walshy, 750, Pressure, which the Great Middle Bounder on Saturday, 9s, for 2, 18s, longer the rest, Yulog Meteor, $19, Sizzle Me, 21s. I think they go pretty quick here, what do you think?
Yeah, it's a messy map, isn't it? Who?
Messy and therefore quick.
Yeah, who sort of, like, Graceful kick up? Try lead, Pressure
will lead, Collectible should maybe cross and go forward. Very Elegant, I think, can land a lot further forward than it did last start.
Yep.
It looked like it was just 0 and 10, it still landed like midfield, even forward than midfield.
Yep.
It's going to be very hard to beat, but I do not want to touch 250.
Could get a sticky run again, could be similar cases to Ranier getting another sticky run.
Sizzle Me, Trial Big, Blinkers On.
Very, very
Cindy,
promising.
Benny Mellum. He loves cash.
Probably Spurs.
if he's got Spurs on, you've got to have a little bit on yourself.
Yeah.
Arisia, Walsh's horse, he's right in there. So I thought his run was as good as Very Elegant's last start. Just he was cast and just ran into us.
Kept running up the rail.
He's drawn one here. Probably going to do the same thing again.
Yeah.
Horse, I think, will run a really good race. Don't know if it'll win. I think it'll run really well in the Oaks, is Yulong Meteor. Kirama and the tripod, Mickey Walker, the good speed will suit. This horse really looked like it had a lot to offer last start and just sort of had a little bit of a look. I think it'll run well here. I suspect I'll put the blinkers on it for the Oaks and be very hard to beat in the Oaks. But this is a race where I don't really want to bet because I'm not convinced many are actually set to win here.
No, that's true. It's not their grand final today. But yeah, you on Meteor in that Graceful Glamour Race Oaks trial was the run of the race, that's for sure. It's promising.
You'd be keen Graceful Glamour a bit, wouldn't you? It can win.
Yeah, it can win, but yeah, is it going to try? Is it going to peak today? Who knows? Did Tim Clark ride?
Yep, it came down the road.
That's pretty indicative.
It was pretty strong.
Yeah, it was a strong run. Over 1,800. Solid tempo. And it just tacked on. Really kicked in the last 400, I thought, when Yulong Meteor was coming over the top.
Oh, 500 out, you thought Yulong Moral.
Yeah.
On the bit.
Yeah, and then it just found this
extra
step.
So what are you doing?
Probably staying out of this one, as you said, but probably spec a couple at longer odds. Aristia, definitely. Sizzle Me. Maybe Yulong Meteor 1/3. Just because of that super impressive Oaks trial run.
Right, race 6. The non-betting classic over 2,000 metres. Group 3, 3 odds. Extra Brute, 280. Thinking Big, 380. Sikorsky, $6. Longer the rest. Thinking Big will lead. Sikorsky will OSL. Lurid Legend's got speed. Tabby Run, speed. Chapada. How do you say that one? Chapada?
Chapada.
Chapada. There's no R or double A there, but
Chapada.
Chapada. Extra Brute gets a lovely run. Look, okay, it's pretty simple. Extra Brute's a star. Thinking Big. Scurry thinks is a Derby horse, so it'll run good here. Be hard to catch.
Yep.
Again, like the race before, don't think it's much of a betting race. If you're sick enough and you must bet, I think that not a single cent for Kirama and the Tripod Walker is a good each way bet here. If this horse is right, which you'll know from the Mount Yard Mail, it'll get a soft run and hit the line pretty hard here. It's the sort of missed horse, I think, in the market.
Yeah, I probably don't agree there.
That's what we want. We want some.
Yeah, I was actually a little bit keen on Tabby Run. However, the concussion plate's still going, which is a bit of a negative. Not overly suited in the Thinking Big race, which is a massive drop in class from the Group 3.
I thought can't win.
Case?
Can't win.
Case, it won't run a hole?
Probably not. Well, now
yeah, $3.20.
That's not
a fair bet, by the way.
Anyway, I don't love this race at all, but I am.
One of the best blokes in racing.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a lovely thing you said about Jow?
Jow.
On Twitter.
Yeah, he's good mate, Jow. Said.
All class. I thought that was really honourable.
Really nice.
With someone, yeah.
And nice comments on the family.
Yeah. Yeah,
about the trip to Japan.
Mm.
And cash.
Yeah, cash is king.
Cash is king. But anyway, Thinking Big comes down here. What's its aim?
Derby.
Derby.
Yeah.
It's the Derby.
Scurry's declared this as a Derby horse.
So, maybe we'll be ridden maybe quiet.
Nah, but
you reckon it'll pick up and lead?
Yeah.
But yeah.
See, that's like, you know how I'm worried that horses aren't sort of...
They're not going to run to their ability.
This thing can
today.
Still just win because it's put on
could.
The pace.
Yeah.
If I had to bet, I'd rather back Thinking Big than Extra Brute at the prices.
Oh, 100%. I think Extra Brute was strong last start, but I'm happy to sort of take those on.
But there was also a little bit of Tours de France about last night, wasn't there?
A little bit of tactics.
Late hemi, late drifty, all of a sudden tactical. That really set it up, didn't it? Nicely for extra brute. Bang, hit the line.
What was the one that ran along at the. Was
Savoy.
Savoy, yeah. Savoy ran along, just sort of couldn't handle it. Just let it go.
It was quite interesting. It hemorrhaged the other way, drifted heavily late while extra brute was just. Everyone was shoving, and then Savoy went 6 lengths faster than it's ever gone on its life.
Yeah.
Which didn't help it. Which the betting in the last 3 minutes told you would happen.
Yeah, sometimes.
Interesting. I thought it was fascinating.
Sometimes maybe indicative. Can Sikorsky win?
A little bit lot today. You know, 60s groove, sister peg. One's coming in, one's going out. Just follow the money.
Pretty sure the 60s is just the better horse.
Well, you and the market thought that. Late.
Maybe that's just...
Well... The bookies didn't because they opened up since peg favourite.
Yeah, well, I think that was wrong. Coming out of Morphettville, the other one was coming out of Bendigo.
Yep. Oh, fuck. Anyway, what are we doing there? Thinking big if we have to.
Yeah, it could be like real chips in thinking big.
Your roughies, Tabby Run, mine's not a single cent. Race 7, Group 3, Cooney Cup over 2,000 metres. Best of days, 3:30. Trap for Fools, still going around, 4:40. 60s Groove, still in the market, won't be surely, but if it is, it's 7:50. Lifeless Ordinary, 8:50. Prize Icon, 9s, longer than the rest. Matt, I thought they got a pretty even tempo here. Trap for Fools will lead. He likes to get there and then walk. Prize Icon.
Negative jockey change.
Ollie off, Hugh on. We'll get a great ride here though, I think. Sits outside lead, surely.
Yep.
He will not take on Trap for Fools, so they'll just cruise.
Yeah.
Tally could go forward here. Should go forward. If it does, it's a bet. Sir Charles Road, box seat. Some of air around the mark. Best of days. Gets a nice run from 5. Rest of them bring it up. I'm not overly keen here, but I just think best of days looks a borderline.
Borderline morally.
Moral.
I just don't know if it's exerted too much energy last start and given it all up to chasing the Alperian.
Who ran the best times in the whole day?
Best of days.
Furion.
Followed by best of days.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was better than the bigger races.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was a.
What
you know,
price
was
is Furion
line?
Here?
$1.80? $1.70?
Maybe not. $2.
There's a star shorter.
I'll be giving you $2, mate. But I think the ones that are set real nice up in the prep is Prized Icon, as you said, get a nice
PR, doesn't it?
Yeah, one out, one back. Also, I think Lifeless Ordinary is ready to peak.
Do you think it wants the even tempo, a slow tempo, or a fast tempo? I can figure it out. I agree with that.
But the thing is, yeah, they could go slow here. It's hard to work out. This win at Flemington was off a real slow tempo, funny enough. Last prep when it was fourth up.
I think it's going to go slowish tempo here, so it may well be suited.
Yeah.
Sir Charles Road was good too.
Yeah, that is it's very good. Very good last start against Knight's Watch. But yeah, happy to sort of spec. I sort of like playing those two sort of on the mat, just like Prized Icon and Lifeless Ordinary sort of out the back.
Samovair's gone.
Muhammad Davis was big last time.
It beat Royal Ace, who it pissed in at Maui today, but it was box seat in the peloton, 3 wide trip, and it was just towed in by the other weird horse, and the other weird horse just pulled out. Let him face the breeze and kick home and win, and also pinned in the rest of the field. It was beautiful fucking team riding by DK.
Yeah.
They are the best ever.
That's I can't believe the price here on sort of Trap for Fools. But, like, I could also see it kicking back up and just keeping its form there after
it
wins at the Valley. But
how can Prize Icon be double its price?
Yeah, that's what I don't get. Like, I think Trap for Fools is almost... done this prep. Almost.
Yeah, like it's going to be pretty messy, vulnerable mentally. Caulfield Cup, Mania, yeah, Mail, Trap for Fools wins this race because I've probably done my complete number.
Yeah, I think Prize Icon is set. It is doing a lot wrong lately.
It was slaughtered though, like, it was slaughtered last night.
But yeah, paraded, happy to be on.
Paraded poorly and slaughtered, it can really improve.
Like in prep.
Race 8, the Mountain Goat Caulfield Cup over 2,400 metres is Group 1. Kingsville Dream, $5. Youngstar, $6. The Cliffs of Maher, $7. Ace High, $11. Holmesman, $11. Best Solution, $15. Zitaj Mahal, $17. Night's Watch, $17. Longer the rest. Let's not go on about this forever, right?
No.
We're going to try and do something on the podcast for the podcast members with Drew, who's much more over this sort of race than I am. You're quite
good at the internationals.
Yeah. Interested to see. I don't think, you know, I just want to see.
What's your top four internationals?
Just interested to see how Chestnut Coat hits the line here. I do love
Yuga Kawada.
I do love the Cliffs of Moa.
I wonder what he's going to say when you yell at him over the fence. Yuga!
I don't know what to do.
Are you snicking?
Say what?
let's calm down.
Why was that?
Chestnut Coat. Really interested to see how it runs. I don't think it's a chance here first up. Best Solution. Be a real interesting run. I think that's going for a spot in the cup. But yeah, Cliffs of Moher is obviously amazing run last week after being very sweaty in the yard.
Yeah, and why are they running it here? They must think they're going to win.
7 day back up in distance.
But they're already in the Melbourne Cup, surely.
Yeah.
I'd assume in Melbourne Cup,
right? These blokes, all they give a fuck about is the big races. So if they're racing here, they think they're going to win.
Yep.
They're trying to win the Caulfield Cup with this horse.
And Huey's going on for the Irish Tees, Aidan O'Brien and co. But yeah, it's going to be hard to beat. So out of the rest, what do you think? Youngstar, Pete, maybe?
I was really surprised at how, like, its times weren't near as good as other horses here.
Like other Australian horses.
Yeah, I think it's
the second most impressive horse I've seen parade outside of the Autumn Sun this prep, like this season. I thought Kingsville Dream deserves to be favourite on the pony form stuff that I've looked at.
Cliffs of Moher is the international
that I think can win.
I thought the Taj Mahal, Gaelic Chieftain,
and Night's Watch are all overs. Particularly Gaelic Chieftain. That's probably where I'm going to lean
to come race that.
Have we got any?
Gaelic Chieftain was backed to beat Yuki Tan last week before that horse fucking
turned into file up.
Given a peach by fucking J Man. It was last coming out of the straight. Have you watched the replay?
I was on the inside, right?
He clicked it up. I'm going to sit in the field of the gun. So I click up again. I'll lead. And I'll see. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was the peach.
Gaelic Chieftain was back to beat it. Dean Yendall, he's going to push and prod his way out and get a run here. He doesn't give a fuck about
it
this week.
Yeah, he's just it.
Do you really think that if Cliffs of Moher from Barrier 3 with Hugh Bowman on, do you reckon Hugh's going to get out of my way on coming?
Hugh on an inside gate.
Hugh on the inside gate is a pen job. It's bad.
It's rainy air.
It's no good.
Yeah.
Cliffs of Moher is an obvious choice here, but from Barrier 3, it's with Hugh Bowman on, it's not a great bet.
It looked good last week, but I'm happy to take it on sort of at
should
the
have
price
seen
it
parading is. Too. It's sweating like...
Sweating like a pig. Dripping.
Well, I used to play there, man.
I think I'm happy with Ace High here. I think it's big odds. It's proven to stay the trip. I think it should have really won the derby against Lavendi. It came off a solid win there. It looked like it was doing, you know, back into its stride last start against its somewhat flashing late. And it just waltzed past Egg Tart. The only thing...
Egg Tart got banned by fucking Lawson Bale last week.
Yeah, well, Egg Tart's
Moss and Dale.
They're going for the cup with Egg Tart. Moss and Dale. That's the news.
Moss and Dale.
It's a good horse. The
Mulatto brothers from
Noe Chicken Shop.
Okay, what's your four in order?
All right, four in order for the cup. I'll go.
And how are you betting?
Kings Will Dream to take out the most. Ace High to take second most.
I'm just happy to sort of
two horse race here, I think.
Okay.
I've got a. I do have a futures bet on Cliffs and Muller at a big price, but this is.
Well,
I'm
glad you get out. I think if you get out, you'll win.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you will. I'm tipping 14 Kings Will Dream from 16 Gaelic Chieftain. From 20, Jamar, from the 7, Taj Mahal. I'd bet, say, I have 100 Kings Will Dream to win 500. Have 20 Gaelic Chieftain to win a grand. Probably even more, 70s there on the fair. And have, you know, 20 Jamar to win
about 2 grand again.
If he gets a spot.
If he gets a run. To win about 1,000.
Nice one. What about if there's any rain, then Gaelic might be even a bit of a
stronger bet.
Yeah, I just don't think it's not a race that I don't want to spend heaps of money on it. You know, like if I was battling on the day, or if I was, we're going really well at the moment. You know, if we were struggling, I'd probably just have $10 on Gaelic Chieftain if I was telling people what to do.
Yeah,
it's a really hard race.
Yeah, it's a hard race.
Kings Will Dream looks the obvious,
and it gets a lovely run.
And I think one we haven't touched on is Homesman, who.
I don't want to be on the speed here. I know they won on the speed last year, but. Like, it's going to be run fast here.
Yeah,
surely the horses, like Kings Will Dream, will be as far forward as you want to be. I'd say, I think it'll land midfield. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Race 9, Triftark Stakes, 400 meters, Group 2, the mares. Invincibella $4, Savatiano $4.80, Ella Kazoom $7, Invincible Gem $9, Prompt Response $9, Shamook $9.50, and Booker Zara off lane on $12, backs up after being slaughtered last week and costing us a fortune. Fast run race, Shamook will lead, Prompt Response to be forward, Nisiska's got speed, Bella Martini's got good speed, Booker has speed. Don't know
what they'll do though, they
snicked it last week. And then the rest, it's quite busy here, so I think it'll be a good amount of speed.
Look, I couldn't find an angle at all here.
I've tried.
I'm not backing Booker.
On the back up, I don't like the back up.
Not over sprint distance, you
know?
Yeah.
No. Boy, now, this is a ninth race off the card.
Savatiano.
What's the track doing on, blah, blah, blah.
Savatiano is another one of these ones that's just got
stuck in. Does it beat Invincible last start? I don't think it does, but a lot of people saying that was another slaughter out of that Flemington meet.
There's a lot of kick talking.
Yeah, there is. Saying things would have won. But each their own, you know, that's how you
do your post-race analysis.
You know, Invincible is flying.
Bella Martini's flying.
Bella Martini is the one that I'm very interested in.
It crossed the line with Armistar.
Yep.
Armistar's gone out and won 2 good races since.
Yep, and it's kept up, and that's probably a good form one to go off.
I think
it's
Bella
huge
Martini,
odds here.
Huge odds. Is it still 19?
All right, 22's the fair.
22's on the fair. Unreal. Where's it sort of map? Little, like, one out, one back sort of thing?
They have Shamook, don't they? Well, that's Gay.
Yeah, Shamook's.
So Shamook's going to go and lead with Gay's other one. Yeah, I think he's going to see it one back, one off.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah. I'm interested to see how Shamook comes down here and lines up.
Trouble is, though, Shamook could piss in. Prompt Response could piss in. Booker can win, Bring Me Roses can win, Invincible can win, Aloysia, if it returned to its best, wins. Invincible Gem, Chris Lee's flying, Sabatino's good, Ella Kazoom ran the biggest figure of the last like 2 months outside Group 1 races.
Yep, Ella Kazoom.
Free Heart, it's DK Weir, what the fuck? Like, every horse here is capable. Bella Martini is the best way to play the race, in my opinion, but, oh god, it's a big race. Deep, deep, deep race.
Very deep.
Yeah, Alagazoom.
Lady Cromack's coming off a good win at Cranbourne. That, I think it was Friday night. It was there. I've got a fair bit out of
this. This is the one that's just like confused. Why have I taken it?
Yeah, well, see what price it started to? Like, it started $6 at Cranbourne.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Oh, is this the one? Yeah, yeah, this was the one.
They got the gap.
Did you see the great interview with Kevin Corstens after?
No.
I think he was pulling a leg. It was a good interview. He said, oh, yeah, had some fun with his horse. I just play with it down at the beach. It's great fun. Just play some games and stuff. Is this grade 4 PE class, Kevin?
Well, Kevin's trying to win us. And probably tired him fuck all day, too.
This is probably pissing.
Don't think it will.
But good luck to him.
Anything else?
Bella Martini for me.
Maybe a mental
horses a lot of the pressures on the show.
Maybe mental health bet on Booker.
No.
And like
Prompt is just a proven.
Proper horse.
But you know, spec the long odds here in case gays take each other on.
Alright, race 10, group 3. Group 3, race 10, over 1,400 metres. Again, Peaceful State, $4. Dreamforce, $5. Tommy Melbourne, $6. Mr. Sneaky, $6. Music Magnate, $7.50. Sir Coney, $10. Parast, $14. The Mad Puller, as Scoop likes to call it.
The Puller.
Mad Puller.
Didn't pull too well down the straight.
I think Parras the Mad Puller will pull its way across and lead. So Coney should do the same. Burning Front, I think, is cast and gone, but it gets a nice run. If it's not, Dreamforce, Box Seats, Tom Melbourne forward, and maybe cast if Burning Front kicks up.
Could be cast. Huey's first ride on it.
I think they go even to fast here, and Mr. Sneaky and Peaceful State, the most likely two that are going to be running on and winning.
I think
they're the two I want to be with in the race. Pretty simple. They're the two I'm interested in here.
Who was the first one?
Mr. Sneaky.
Yeah, could be. But I don't know if there's going to be enough tempo.
I think he gets enough.
But yeah, I think Parastel really kick up and pull away.
It's a mad pull.
Music Magnate can definitely find here. Jockey plus change. Hugh to Zachary.
You reckon that's positive?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's massive positive.
Yeah.
Hugh to fucking Winona Cosson will be positive.
Yeah. I don't know if there's enough.
No, that's not fair. I don't mean a bad Winona. It actually would be a positive, but
I just don't know if there's enough pace in this race for Peaceful to run on. I mean, I do want to be on it.
It gets home off. It doesn't need a lot of pace. It's not a proper like big time horse yet. It likes to walk and sprint.
How about the ultimate trainer change here? Peter Morgan to John Sadler.
I think that's a negative.
That's a negative. It's backing up. And he discussed on moving on the mic here at No Betting Brokes that he wanted to actually
don't
take...
ever bring up the non-betters and their content is.
He actually wanted to take Linda off.
Yeah, so here's just a thought I have. And tell me what you think. A lot of people kicked up a stink when the horse didn't lead last week.
Now it's trained by John Sadler. I doubt he's going to say,
Linda, I want you to lead.
Well, he wasn't happy with, he voiced his opinion on.
I doubt it'll lead. It might not lead. It should lead, but it might not.
Yeah, look.
When it doesn't lead, I won't be going, oh, fuck, that's a shock.
But if it gets a lead, you want to sort of back it.
If it parades how it can, I know how it walks when I want to back it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And didn't do it last week.
I think for me, I'll probably wait to back in the run, Ciccone, like you said, if it leads. And also, Peaceful State is probably just...
Timmy Clark rates leaders pretty well though, I reckon, from what I've seen.
Yeah, apparently his stats on leaders.
And he's on a mad pull here.
Phenomenal. He was on an R start though. No, he wasn't.
Stevie was on.
Stevie off.
Steve's a pretty mad pull.
It's just lost 30 years of experience off its back, but also it's got a bit more bigger with young Timothy Clark.
He's a big puller.
Well,
I'm not going to say.
He's good jockey. Tim Clark's a good jockey. One of the best from Sydney.
I like Tom Melvin, cast three wide. But
I don't like the map.
The whole nation, the nation's going to be on it. Like, sort of chips in, like, it's Tom, it's the last bet of the day. It's
Hughes had a great day. How's he going to get suspended?
Oh, well, he's going to get suspended here. Like, somehow, Paras will get cast in.
Chris Moa wins the Caulfield Cup. He pushed his way through and misses the Cox Plate.
I thought you were going to say he misses right on Tom Melvin, like, some immediate suspension.
No, he misses the ride on the Cox Plate, and then who rides it?
See, doesn't that concern you if you were backing Cliffs and Noah? That this guy is riding...
That's what I said. I've said that. That's why I'm not betting a horse.
Yeah.
Strong just... three and doesn't have gate speed. Anyway, we're talking about the Caulfield Cup. We're doing race 10. Anything you want to do?
Even though I said I don't know if the pace is going to be on, I think I'll be back in Peaceful State. Probably just somehow win. Like it always does.
Best bet.
Best bet of the day. I'll let you go first.
Best bet of the day, race 3, number 5, Super 2. Value on the day, race 4, number 6, Nieta. And race 9, number 8, Bella Martini. Lay of the day is race 2, number 4, Rainier.
Yeah, alright. My best of the day would have to be race 3, number 3, Bonds Away. The best value for me is Wild Planet in second, number 1. And I'm just going to follow you in there on the lay and be Rainier as well.
Just to really, like,
chips going in on the lay.
Alright. Thank you, mate.
What's the case bet cut?
Oh, shit.
Oh, obviously.
Caulfield Cup.
What are you taking?
Garlic Chieftain.
Sweet, I'll take Ace High.
Well, hang on a second. It's a little bit short than market, I think. No, you can't have Ace High.
Can't have Ace High. Alright.
$20 is your mark. You got to take international. Take the Doritos. I know you love them.
I got the chestnut gold.
Alright, Manly Yard Mail, Caulfield Cup. I'll be there.
Good luck.
We'll have somewhere in Perth. I think it's back to Ascot, actually.
Yeah, I think it is.
Pete is flying. Get on board, and I think Rob's actually going to Newcastle, so that's his home ground. He'll be keen, he'll be going well. He filled up on Wednesday, so have a good weekend. Bye.